Welcome to the Execute Podcast, where we talk all things Utah football. What's up, everybody? This is Carson Buckley, your host here on the Execute Podcast. We've got a great show for you today. Going to be relatively quick just because it's late here on Sunday night. I got work in the morning. Had a busy weekend moving into a new place, moving out, moving in. So yeah, I am pretty exhausted and ready to get to bed, but enough complaining from me. Let's go ahead and hop into it. But I do want to mention just to send in any emails to podcast.execute@gmail.com. And if it's a good enough email, we will read it on the air for you. So send those in. Also, go ahead and check out Berserker Pre-Workout, our longtime sponsor here on the show, at getberserker.com. That is getberserker, BERSERKER.com. Use promo code EXECUTE for 25% off your order, and you'll get the best pre-workout on the market with no calories, no dyes, no sugars, and no crash. So check them out, and we appreciate them sponsoring the show. But yeah, we do have a little bit of recruiting news and information to get to today. Of course, last week's episode came out Monday morning, and I recorded it Sunday evening, just the day before. Of course, right after I stopped recording and went about my day, we pick up a commitment from a really nice-looking safety. So wasn't able to get it out on the last episode, but I will be talking about it here on this episode tonight. But his name is Clayton Isbell. He is transferring out of Illinois State, which is at the FCS level. And if you don't know anything about this guy and you're hearing that, it's like, yikes. Don't know if we want to pick up an FCS safety to come in and try to start and fill our holes that we've got there. But what if I told you that he is a two-time FCS All-American, and one of those was when he was a freshman? Does that kind of change your mind a little bit? If not, what if I also told you he is 6'3", 220 pounds? Does that change your mind about what this kid might be able to do for you? If the answer is still no after all that, go check out this guy's huddle, his film. He's a freak. It's almost like Devin Lloyd as a safety, which I know Devin Lloyd was a safety in high school, but man, this guy is big, tall, fast, strong, aggressive, physical. He's a ball hawk. He's always making plays. He can jump. He's always near the ball making plays. He's intercepting. He's getting picks. He's making pass breakups. He's running downhill, making big tackles. Guy is an absolute animal. So I don't know what the plan is as far as, is he going to come in and just start at safety? Which I would like to keep him at safety if you're asking me personally, just because that's the position that he's been playing. And that's the position that he's been a two-time FCS All-American at. So he's obviously doing something right. He's one of the best out there, at his level at least. So I would prefer to keep him at safety for that reason. Another reason is we are more loaded depth-wise at linebacker than we are at safety. If you recall last week's episode, I said I'm not worried about our safety position at all, but linebacker, I'm definitely not worried about, even with losing Devin Lloyd and Nephi Sewell. We're going to be just fine there, because remember when we lost Cody Barton and Chase Hansen and we were freaking out, and then we got Francis Bernard and Devin Lloyd and we were just fine. and we lose Francis Bernard, and people will freak out a little. But then we end up having Devin Lloyd and Nephi Sewell. And now we're losing both of them, and we're all kind of freaking out again. But guess what? Coach Swan's going to have them ready. We're going to have Lander Barton, or we're going to have Justin Medlock, or we're going to have Muhammad Diabate, or we're going to have the Calvert brothers, or we're going to have – oh, there's so many linebackers. I can't even think of them all, but Fury. I don't need to go through the whole list. We're going to be fine at linebacker. Keep this dude as a 6'3" safety that plays like a linebacker in some ways. So I guess that's kind of a long-winded way of me saying I don't know what the plan is. I don't know if they're going to stick him in at linebacker or what our coaches are thinking of doing with him. But I really hope they keep him at safety. We're running a lot of three safety packages, if you will. We're running a lot of those lately. So why not have him, Cole Bishop, and RJ Hubert there in the backfield just doing their thing, man? Like, that sounds so exciting to watch, with the safeties we have in that room, having three of them on the field at a time, the three best ones. Who doesn't want to see that? So regardless of what happens, big time pickup. Worst case scenario, he's a really good depth piece. But I don't think he's going to be a depth piece. I think he's coming in, he's going to contribute big time. Kind of like Brandon McKinney did. He's, maybe he won't be the dog in our safety room, but he'll be, top two or three at least, I would imagine. At least top three for sure. But you never know. I mean, young guys always step up and surprise us every single year here at the University of Utah. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But nonetheless, really good pickup. And then that is all the commitment news that we have received so far this week. But there is some more recruiting news still. And the three prospects that I'm going to talk about are very, very exciting prospects. Now, none of them are committed to Utah, but Utah is very high on all three of their lists. And two of these three that I am going to be talking about, there's a reason I'm talking about them right now. So let me go ahead and tell you what is going on with these guys. So Hunter Clegg and Smith Snowden. Earlier this week, there were some crystal ball predictions put in for both Hunter Clegg and Smith Snowden to commit to the University of Utah. And they were both put in by Steve Bartle. Steve Bartle is the man. In Bartle, I trust. In Bartle, we trust. If you don't know who these guys are, Hunter Clegg is I'm not looking at my notes right now, people. I apologize. I actually don't have internet right now because we just moved in yesterday. So I'm not looking at my 24/7 sports right now, my Ute Zone notes right now. But if you don't know who Hunter Clegg is, he's a 6'4", 240 to 50-ish pound defensive end out of American Fork. And he's a four-star. He's kind of like the Van Fillinger of this class, as far as position, rating, and state that he resides in goes. He had a crystal ball put in that he will be committing to Utah sometime in the future. And that's a huge deal for us. We know that we have a very rich history of defensive ends, making plays, racking up sacks all season long. We're nicknamed Sack Lake City. The tradition alone is a big pull for a guy like Hunter Clegg to come in, who fits very well in our defense, in our defense. And it also helps that his brother is a walk-on if I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his brother walked on last year to the University of Utah. So he's on our roster right now. So, of course, having your brother on the roster is also going to, you know, be a big factor in determining if you're going to, be recruited there or not. So, yeah, big time crystal ball. Again, it's a crystal ball, so it's not official. It's not final. He could always commit somewhere else and sign somewhere else. But for a while now, Steve Bartle doesn't just put in crystal balls like the BYU 24/7 sports guy does just for fun and only hits on half of those crystal balls. Steve Bartle, he only puts in a crystal ball if he truly believes they're going to commit. So that's a nice, it was a very welcome surprise. Surprise is the wrong word, but a very welcome sighting, I guess, when I opened up my Ute Zone page and I saw the crystal ball for Hunter Clegg. So we'll have to wait and see when he commits. But I'm assuming it will be to the U relatively soon. Now, the second guy that also got a crystal ball for Utah, let's talk about him. His name is Smith Snowden, and he is a 5'9", 5'10", 5'11"-ish cornerback out of Lehigh. I believe Sky Ridge High School, if I'm not mistaken. And he's also a 4-star prospect. He received a crystal ball for Utah on the same day that Hunter Clegg did. And again, it was from Steve Bartle. So, in Bartle we trust. We can count on that. There's a very high chance that he will be committing to the U based off of that. I know he does have some sort of connection to BYU. I think his dad played at BYU back in the day. And so I know a lot of people are not worried, but concerned that, BYU will be the school that he will probably end up going to. And I understand that concern, but at the same time, if you really think about it, when I think about it, let's say I'm Smith Snowden's dad and I played at BYU back in my day and I'm a BYU fan and I'm a BYU guy. And now I've got this son who's in high school. He's a 4-star cornerback and, he's got a bunch of offers, but let's just say he's deciding between BYU and Utah. Am I really going to be that dad? And am I really going to be selfish enough to tell my son, don't go to Utah, go to BYU, because that's where I played. That's the school that I'm a fan of. Go to BYU, don't go to Utah, because we don't like Utah. We're BYU people. Am I really going to be that dad? Or am I going to say, Utah sends their corners to the league at a very high rate, and especially compared to BYU, it's night and day difference. I don't know when the last time a BYU cornerback was drafted. There is a chance it was relatively recently, and I can't remember. I don't think any cornerbacks have been drafted for at least a couple of years out of BYU. I know there has been. I'm pretty sure one of them landed on a roster as an undrafted free agent, but I'm talking about getting drafted. So am I going to be the dad that is going to be selfish and tell him to go to BYU for my own greedy reasons and fantasies? Or am I going to tell him, you really got to, make the right decision for yourself, look at your options, figure out what the best option is, where you're going to fit the best, where you're going to, learn or where you're going to love being. And if I'm objectively looking at it, Utah is a better option than BYU for him, because Smith fits so well in our scheme. The culture at Utah, like our secondary is always just under elite, sometimes elite. Scally and Shaw back there, you're getting coached up. And if you work hard enough and you learn everything you can from our coaching staff, you're going to the league. If you put in the work, you're going to the league. It's just, it's a guaranteed. All the only deciding factor is the amount of effort and work and time you put in. So if I'm Smith Snowden, I'm like, okay, I've got a guaranteed ticket to the league. If I just, you know, go to Utah and I put in the work and I trust the process. If I go to BYU, when's the last time a defensive back at BYU, you know, made national headlines? I know there's been multiple at Utah just recently. Jalen Johnson, Clark Phillips. We could have had, you know, Broughton if he didn't get injured earlier this year. I guarantee he'd be making national headlines. But Clark Phillips is already on these mock draft boards for next year as a first-round quarterback. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I've got red goggles on, but the choice is easy to me. Go to Utah. But anyways, that's kind of an aside. Smith Snowden, he's got a crystal ball put in for the U as well. So it's really, really big deal to have two local four-star defensive prospects with those crystal balls for Utah put in. It's really exciting, really, really exciting to see. It's always an added bonus when you land a local guy out of the state of Utah, in my opinion. You know, it's just these Utah guys, they know what's up. They know the culture. They know what we're all about. Like, you know, most of them probably grew up watching the Utes play, and, you know, they're Utah guys. So you always love to see the local kids get a shot, and, you know, especially the ones that come to Utah, you just love to see it. So really hoping that we land both these guys. They would be absolute freaks in our defense. So really hoping we land them. But yeah, so it's exciting news for sure. Okay, and then last thing we need to talk about is, and again, still recruiting news, but this kid's name is Walker Lyons. And he is a 6'4" or 6'5" tight end out of Southern California. He's a high 4-star. He is the 4th highest rated tight end in the entire country. And he has visited Utah at least once or twice. Did have his most recent visit just earlier this week. He has Utah in his top 6. So he's narrowed it down to, again, going off the top of my head, just from memory, I think it's between Utah, BYU, I want to say Stanford, I want to say USC. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get it wrong. So, but Utah and BYU are in there. I'm pretty sure he is an LDS kid, maybe planning on serving a mission. Obviously, that would not be a problem at all at the U. In fact, we encourage that. I mean, look at all the guys that do that and ball out. Covey, Chase Hansen, Nate Ritchie is probably going to do the same, and others as well. Shouldn't be a problem at all. But he visited Utah earlier this week on a recruiting trip. Absolutely loved it. Again, it might have been his second time, but regardless, he absolutely loved it. Was very impressed. Had a chance to sit down with Ludwig, look at the playbook, watch film with him, talk about how he would fit in with us and, you know, what he could do here at the U. And I mean, right now we are the premier program if you're a tight end in the country. I mean, so someone email me or hop in my DMs, name one better university to be a tight end at right now than Utah. I'm talking right now. I'm not talking 3-4 years ago. I'm talking right now. Is there any other university, at least at the Power 5 level, that is performing better than Utah is as far as their tight ends go, their entire tight end room goes? I really would be shocked if we're not the best performing tight end room in the entire country, with guys like Brant Keithy and Dalton Kincaid leading the way. I mean, you know, and Fotheringham was a big deal as well, big part of our blocking and offense and everything. But yeah, I mean, like, we are tight end you right now, this year, last year, this next year, we're probably going to be as well. So he absolutely raved about his visit. He would be a massive get for us. We've never had an offensive player rated that high commit and sign with us out of high school. So it would be a big deal to land this kid. So hoping that Walker Lyons, you know, really does his research. I want him to go wherever is best for him, even if that's not the U. But I would love to see him as a Ute, you know, being the next Dalton Kincaid or being the next Brant Keithy. And he's his own player. I don't want him to be the next Dalton Kincaid, but you know what I mean? Like, have that kind of production, have that kind of season, and get national attention and get drafted in the future. So really hoping that we land Walker Lyons, as well as Hunter Clegg, Smith Snowden. And it's just an exciting time to be a Ute right now. I mean, we've never recruiting every year. It's just getting better and better and better and better. And we've got other prospects right now that are high four-star prospects, and they're highly considering Utah right now. And it's just a really exciting time for the program. We've never had this kind of recruiting momentum and success as we have in the last few years, and it's just increasing every single year. So, man, I mean, we just came off of a Pac-12 championship and one of the greatest Rose Bowl games in history against Ohio State. Just came up short, just one field goal short. But, you know, that season that we just had is going to pay massive dividends in this coming recruiting class, and we're already seeing it. So just saying, get excited for this recruiting class, because it's just like every year has been for the last few years, probably going to be our best recruited or our best highest rated recruiting class ever. So yeah, just get ready. It's an exciting time to be a U for sure. All right, and that is going to do it today for the XQ podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I did reincarnate my Twitter, so if you want to go follow it, go ahead. No reason to, honestly. Probably not going to post a lot. But send in those emails. Check out Berserker pre-workout. But thank you all so much for listening, and I will catch you guys on the next one. Go Utes!